Morning, everybody. It's Thursday, January 9th. Welcome to the Inside Edge. With all the talk about New Jersey becoming a purple state, I'd like to put a few noteworthy facts out there. One is that New Jersey hasn't elected a Republican to the U.S. Senate since 1972. Hawaii is the only state that has gone longer. Two, Jersey hasn't gone Republican in a presidential race since 1988. And three, I think this is really interesting. In the last 14 governor's races, starting in 1969, each party has won seven times. So it could mean that while New Jerseyans might prefer a federal government run by Democrats, frequently, I mean, exactly half the time, Jersey prefers their governor to be a Republican. Gubernatorial elections in New Jersey are competitive. They have been for a very long time, and it's been 64 years since one party won the governorship three times in a row. The Republicans came within 3 percentage points of electing a governor in 2021. Donald Trump came within 6 points of winning Jersey. That's a big, big difference between Joe Biden winning by 16 points and Hillary Clinton by 14 points. The voter registration trajectory is also fascinating. In July of 2020, this is at a time when the presidential election had amplified voter interest. It caused hundreds of thousands of voter registrations in New Jersey. For the first time, Democrats gained a million voter advantage over Republicans. The Democrats added about 450,000 new voters during the Trump presidency. That's more than twice what the Republicans did. Once Joe Biden was elected, that trend began to reverse. And by April of 2023, the Democratic registration edge dropped back to under a million. And in each month of the Biden presidency, New Jersey added more Republicans than Democrats. Now the Democratic registration edge is under 900,000. That's a significant number, but the trajectory is going in the wrong direction for what was supposed to be a blue state. I think this number is fairly remarkable. Jersey has 9 more Democrats than it did in January 2021. 9, single digits, one less than 10. And during that same period of time, the state's gained 180,000 more Republicans. Anyway, that's all I have for this morning. Thanks again for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.